In the first reading today, we hear the statement from evil people saying, Let us beset the just one because he is obnoxious to us. It's one of the strange things that I've noticed over the course of my life, that people who do evil cannot stand people who do what is good. You can even look at the kids in school. You have the innocent kids, and then you've got a couple of them that are not so innocent. And for some odd reason, the bad kids just want to get the good ones down. They want to get them into a bad situation. They want to destroy them and destroy their virtue. Why? Why is it that we revel in evil, and yet when it comes to what is right and good, even though we know that it's right and good, even though we're attracted to it, we shun it? Somehow evil looks fun. It looks exciting. It looks like it's what we want. It's pleasurable. It's selfish, whatever we might want to say. But it destroys. And for whatever reason, in our humanness, in our fallenness, in our brokenness, people think it's funny to make other people fall, to drag other people into evil. And with that kind of a disposition, we then have to look exactly at what St. James tells us. He said, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every kind of foul practice. So what it all comes down to is selfishness. It's an odd thing that as Christian people, we will say that we believe in Jesus. But isn't it a strange thing in our society that the people who serve Satan, they are so committed to serving him. And the people who claim to serve Jesus, well, maybe, if I feel sort of like it, kind of. We aren't really committed to serving the Lord. Why? Jealousy and selfish ambition, for the most part. So I keep pointing out, we live in the most selfish society that humanity has ever known. And we cannot think that just because we're trying to be Christian that this has not affected us. You cannot live in this evil society that we live in and not be affected by it. The part that I find really tragic is that the more I speak about this, the more I hear from people saying, I don't know what you see that's not good. It's like, really? Open your eyes, look around. How can you not see the evil? Oh no, we like it. We think this is good. No, it's not. But it is playing right into our human selfishness. And so we are called, as we are told, to charity, which is the opposite of selfishness. In order to have charity, we have to have humility. And that's exactly what our Lord is teaching us in the gospel today. He said, whoever would be first among you must be the last and must be the servant of all. When I even talk to married people and I remind them of the vows that they made, and what that really means on the practical level. To love someone, which is exactly what is vowed on the day of marriage, and if I recall, it says something about, I will love you every day for the rest of my life. That doesn't mean I'll have happy feelings about you. It doesn't mean I'm going to gush over you. It means I will serve you. I will seek your good. I will try to do for you what is the very best. I will put you above myself, and I will be the servant. Oh, do people bristle when they hear that? It's like, well, what did you think you were vowing? I don't get it. The very people who are supposed to be the greatest at love, that is, the ones who have vowed to do it, bristle at the idea of actually loving. and actually loving somebody that they've actually vowed to love. I don't get it. But if we can't even love the person that we've actually made a vow to love, and St. John says, if we cannot love the brother whom we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? So it's something all of us need to think about, because we are called to love. The greatest commandment in the law is love God, and the second is love your neighbor. Unfortunately, our society says, love yourself. Not in the proper way, in the wrong way. It's all about me. We live in the me society. And look at what has happened. We have destroyed human dignity. We have destroyed everything that is good. We revel in everything that is bad. And so then when there is somebody who wants to do what's right, we want to take them down. Exactly what we hear in the first reading. So Jesus tells us that if we are going to be his followers, it's not about who's the greatest. It's about who's the least in our own estimation. Not in the poor me, self-pity kind, I'm just the worst. No. But to be able to compare yourself with the Lord and to recognize the mercy of God that he has called us sinners to himself, not because we deserved it, not because we earned it, not because we were the best and the greatest and the whatever, but because he had to pick us up out of the mud and bring us to himself, because he loves us. He is God. Look at what he did. He made himself the servant of all. Who am I to think that I shouldn't be? Who am I to think that I'm better than someone when the Son of God made himself the least? He is the greatest, and he made himself the least. And among human persons, our Blessed Lady is the greatest ever, and she made herself the least. And we would think that somehow we're better than, we're higher than, we're greater than? How arrogant. How selfish. So all of us need to look very carefully at this. Because like I said, if we're living in this society which has become entirely self-centered, we're not going to be unfazed by it. In fact, it's going to affect us all. So watch what happens in your day. Watch where there's selfishness. By the way, every single sin that we commit is one of selfishness and one of pride. So just kind of watch where that is in your life. Because we're all called not to be selfish. We are called to love, the opposite of being selfish. True charity, the love of God and the love of neighbor. St. James tells us when that is what we've got, the wisdom that comes from above, and it's pure and peaceable and gentle and compliant and full of mercy and good works and so on. That's the kind of thing that we should be about. Then our light is shining so that other people will be able to see that and give glory to God.